Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Messy Masterpiece Podcast with Chad and Tori. I'm sure you can hear a lot of excitement and exuberance in our voices today, because today is my lovely wife's golden birthday.
It's my birthday.
It's her birthday. She's going to party like it's her birthday. Her birthday is the reason why we came to Hawaii a few days early, because we're like, well, listen, we have to come here for a wedding anyways. Why not double down and just try to celebrate her birthday in Hawaii?
Yep. 28 on the 28th, y'all.
Yeah. So make sure to go find her and wish her happy birthday. She's so special to all of us.
Your sweet bebis.
You want to jump into today's devotional?
Yes, y'all. Today we are reading out of Esther 4:14, and the devotional is titled, "For Such a Time as This." It says, "If you keep quiet at a time like this, deliverance and relief for the Jews will arise from some other place, but you and your relatives will die. Who knows if perhaps you were made queen for such a time as this?" The love letter from God says, "Beloved child, I've anointed you with words that can bring light into darkness. You are royalty, just like Queen Esther. But it is not a crown that sets you apart. It's your heart for me. The way you live and act as my royal child represents me to others. I've given you a message of salvation for those who are lost. I've given you access to my throne so you can come to me in prayer. The only thing holding you back is how you see yourself. If you will start by recognizing who I am, the King, you will realize that you are truly royalty. Once this truth is deposited in your heart, you can live it out in my power. Love, your Heavenly Father." The reflection says, "For such a time as this," these are some of the most powerful words ever spoken. Not just to Queen Esther, but to you. You are anointed to live on this earth for such a time as this, in order to represent the King to the world around you. What will you do with your royal position? The Treasure of Truth says, "It is not a crown, but a heart for God that sets you apart."
Have I ever shared this with you, that whenever people would ask me who I feel like I relate to the most in the Bible, I relate most to Esther?
I love that.
It's always the weirdest thing for me to say that, because I mean, obviously, like, I talk a lot, so a lot of people maybe think Peter. No, I'm kidding. But for me, I really just admire Esther's life, because not that I admire my own life, but I look to her as like guidance for my own life, because she was just living her life, and then she was thrust into a position where maybe she didn't want to be. And there's times where, for me specifically, I would rather just live a super comfortable life. I mean, gosh, it's so much easier, you know, to just like find your creature comforts, you know, make a good amount of money, have a family, you know, have a vacation, have a boat, and then like, boom, eternity, right? Like live an easy life.
Yeah.
And you may think that she had an easy life if you haven't read the story, because she was Queen Esther, but she was basically like, I mean, are you familiar with the whole story?
Yeah.
And she basically had to go to an audition at a very young age to become the queen. And then that specific verse and reference, I think it was Esther 4:14.
Yeah.
You know, she had this opportunity to go challenge the king about something, but if someone raised their voice towards the king, they could get beheaded instantly.
Yeah. Like, she could have died.
She could have, so she risked her life for the betterment of her people.
Yeah.
And I value that, because she put her own desires away for the betterment of other people.
Yeah.
And that's what I try to do, because obviously my natural desire is to just go play video games all day, right? Like, I just want to do what's going to make me happy, you know? And so I just really admire Esther.
Yeah. And I love that she actually like fasted and prayed before she did that. And so for me as well, I've really related to this story in a different capacity. But I love what it says. It's almost like the crown just got her to through the door, you know, and me coming from a pageant background, we used to always say that. We were like, the crown will get you through the door, but your heart and your wisdom will keep you in the room. And I feel like it's so true when applied to your calling or your purpose or what God has for you in your life. It's like, yes, certain things will get you in certain rooms, but you need to make sure that you're operating through the power of the Holy Spirit and have a heart for Christ. And so while you're in that room, you actually have lasting impact.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So before we close up and I pray, do you have any imparting birthday wisdom for anybody, babe?
I feel like for me, you know, walking into this next year, looking back, you know, at the 28 years I've now lived, I feel like for so many of those years, I didn't actually see myself the way God sees me. Mm-hmm. And you can say like, yeah, I'm a daughter of the King. And for such a time as this, and there are words that are just thrown around, like, I don't know, just casually.
Mm-hmm.
But when you actually sit in that knowledge that you have been royally set apart for God to use you, that it's not about you, that it's what God wants to do through you, that mm-hmm. He actually wants to use you in order to change people's lives, like not even change their day, but change their eternity.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're operating through the power of the Holy Spirit and you're able to introduce them to Jesus, and then the Holy Spirit comes in and can transform, you know, their life, that means you'll get to celebrate with them in heaven someday. And us just having that eternal perspective and not a perspective that's just the daily grind or what we want here on earth. When we have a heavenly perspective where we're like, the sacrifices we make here on earth to further the kingdom, we are going to get to celebrate with Jesus in heaven someday. I feel like it just makes all of our trials and tribulations and sacrifices mm-hmm. so much smaller. And we can actually operate in thankfulness and gratefulness for them and in the midst of them, because we know that God's going to use them for His glory.
Amen. I feel like I should ask you questions like that more often. Tomorrow's devotional. So how do you feel about that, babe? And she just goes off for 5 minutes. I love it. Anyways, are you cool if I pray?
I would love for you to pray.
Lord, thank you for today. Thank you for such a time as this that we can gather together and pray to you. Lord, you've made that possible, and we don't want to take prayer for granted, because we do, God. Honestly, mm-hmm. we definitely do. Help us to be more in prayer to you. Help us to desire prayer more, that we will seek to communicate with you more, God. Thank you for queens in our life, like Esther, Lord. Thank you for Tori and the queen that she is, and thank you for her birthday, and thank you for giving Tori to us, God, and thank you for the light she is to us. Lord, we just pray that you'll bless this upcoming year for her, and that it truly will be a golden year, but a golden year from your perspective, God. I think it says that the reason why they say that the roads in heaven will be gold is because gold is the only metal that won't rust, I believe. Mm-hmm. And so Lord, we just ask that this year for Tori will be a year that doesn't rust. Lord, we pray that this year will be a year that she can look back on and remember so fondly, because you did something so special and unique in this year. Lord, thank you for our entire audience. And Lord, we just ask that you will help them to seek your will for their life and to not just pursue creature comforts for their life. God, we're so bent towards that sometimes. It's easy for us to just want to get caught into the rat race of keeping up with the Joneses and desiring more things and wanting different stuff. And you know, and then 50 years later, we look back and we're like, wow, why did I work so hard to impress people that aren't actively involved in my life? And Lord, I pray that you'll help us just eliminate that desire right now and to focus on what you want for our life and how we can better serve you and better love our neighbor, God. We want to be able to do that. So as we open up the floor to our audience, Lord, to pray, we just ask that you'll hear our prayers and just help us feel connected to you right now.
You promise to stand. Great is your faithfulness. Faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed me yet.
Amen, God.
Amen, God. I'm just over here crying.
You're crying?
Yeah.
What the heck? My eyes were closed.
Oh, man.
Love
that
you, baby.
That was really sweet, babe.
Oh, we're going to go. Love y'all. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you guys tomorrow.
Love you. Bye.